with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? We had fun on the show today, kicking off a brand new week of a Monday. Did you have fun? I know I said we, but that was I had fun.
I had fun too.
Did you?
Don't talk for me. Mansplaining.
I enjoyed Auntie Una today, the person who was lying about...
Their cousin. So funny.
It was really, really good. Also, lots and lots of messages that we got in about something that you bought online, which wasn't what turned up, and it was months getting to you, and it happened to be the wrong thing.
Stop, I'm still seething about that, and I will take legal action once I figure out how and what to do.
Just hang on to it, just, you know.
No,
cut your losses, Una. Cut your losses. Anyway, there is a video up of the actual said item that I tried on as well.
Do you know what? It suits you. It does, it suits you. It really, you know, it accentuates your curves.
Buying it from you.
57 euro.
You look super distracted this morning.
Sorry.
And you've got extra baggage with you as well. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's not the usual three bags that
you have.
Yeah,
there's four. I have to return something.
Oh, yeah?
So I'll talk you through this. On August 9th, I ordered a dress. Lovely. And I'm just going to get a picture up of this dress that I ordered right here. Lovely dress. Kind of boho, hippie. Kind of like cowgirl style, right?
It's very local, very booby looking.
There's boob, yeah.
That's nearly down to your waistline.
Well, it is not down to your waistline.
All right, okay.
And don't be so past remarkable. Lovely paisley colours.
I'm describing, but
it's not that
dress.
Boozy. Look, there's all lovely jewels in front of the boob, so you can't see them. Anyway, ordered this dress, right? You see this dress here in front of me. Lovely dress.
Love it.
57 euro. That's a lot of money.
Is it for a dress?
Yeah.
Is that not like... A bargain?
No. Okay. 57 euro is a lot of money for a dress.
Clearly I've never bought
and there's not a lot. There's not a lot of like material there anyway.
Well, it looks like there's a good cut in it, and then the hemlines are pretty neat on it too, and there's plenty of material that on the sleeves cover half the hands as well.
Okay, nice. So flared sleeves. Love a flared sleeve. Yeah. That was August 9th. So September came, still hadn't received the dress.
Oh,
October
God.
Came, still hadn't received the dress. So around the first of the month, I emailed them. I was like, here, lads, what's the story? Do you know where's my dress?
Yeah.
So, my dress, the dress came.
Oh, amazing.
Shall I have a look? Want to have a look at the dress?
Have you got it on?
Oh, look at this. Look.
Oh, you brought it with
me. I brought it with me. Yeah.
Sure, I'll stand up.
You stand up there.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is that? What the hell is that exactly?
That doesn't look like anything.
It looks nothing like what I ordered. It is cheap. Tat, and like it's an oversized nightdress, essentially.
It's like Homer's moo.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's like. So
it's a tasseled ends in the actual.
It's tasseled ends, like it's just. I mean, it's shocking. Like how
that is.
I went on Trustpilot after this, and the reviews that were left about this company are scathing. People never get their money back or whatever.
That's
there's so much grey in that compared to
the picture. I don't see.
There's nothing. It's completely. It's a different outfit. It's a different outfit.
Like, it's not even the same print.
No.
Completely different.
They found this in the attic.
In the alleyway.
In the alleyway.
Because somebody made it by mistake.
Yeah, by mistake, because look at the cut of it.
And
they said, we'll send this now to your one. She's looking for her. She won't give out. Will I not? Look at the state of that, lads.
I think it still suits you, though.
Oh, my God. Stop the lights.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a lightweight kind of boho.
No, it's awful. It's just like an oversized nightdress.
Yeah, it's not low cut enough.
It's not. So I went on my email anyway. Simon, and I said, what? I'm just reading now directly from my email.
Oh, here we go. Complaint music.
What has been delivered is not what I ordered. I want a refund immediately, and I will be going on Trustpilot to share my terrible experience with this farce of a company! !! etc. You sent me a cheap, tatty dress that was nothing like what I ordered on August 9th. I want my money back. It's a disgrace that you think you can get away with ripping people off like this. See, I was riled up because after this I had gone on Trustpilot and the amount of reviews were saying I never got my money back. They sent me completely blah, blah, blah. And I was like, how do they think they can get away with it?
Oh, no.
This is terrible. Their sense of entitlement, Cooper. So they came back to me.
Don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel.
They came back to me and they said, oh, yeah, listen, we strive to make sure, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Essentially, send the dress back and we'll refund you. And I said, okay, cool, but will you refund me postage then? Because it's going to cost about 15 euro to send back.
15 euro?
Yeah.
Where's it going to?
I think it's China. So, anyway, they ignored me. They ignored that email.
You not learned anything.
No. So again, I emailed them. I said, I want a full refund. You sent me a cheap oversized dress that looks nothing like what I ordered. I made the order on August 9th and only received it yesterday, which is like October 12th, 13th, 14th, whatever. What you sent was absolute tat. I will only send it back if you reimburse me for postage. Your site is a complete scam. I've read all the terrible reviews on Trustpilot and I'm definitely going to be adding to them. I will be taking legal action.
I know.
I was just riled up from all of the reviews. I was like, how can you do this to people? Like, so they're taking that. It's a scam site. Scam, scam, scam. And they're getting away with it. So I want to be the person to make the changes in the world.
You want to stand up for the...
I want to stand up for me rights, me consumer rights.
Yeah. You always go bang on about not having any time to do anything. That's a very well-constructed, time-consuming letter that you wrote back to them.
Oh, that only took me about 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give me some time and I'll write. Oh, yeah.
So did they get back to you?
No, they're ignoring me now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I'll keep emailing them.
Do?
I will. I'm going to go to the Consumer Affairs Department.
I don't think there is one in China. I have a funny feeling that they might have closed down their warehouse because you threatened legal action. they've run for the hills, haven't they?
I doubt it.
I'd say that 12-year-old little Chinese lad sitting in his mum's house has closed down his business and he's just like, good luck to you.
Yeah, he'll open it up with another name on it.
Damn right he will. And he'll resell the dress that you're sending back to him.
I'm not sending it. Absolute state of it, lads.
Can I try that on?
Yeah, please. Hey, listen, it's from me to you. There is a present. Let me lift you up.
With Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolls. Yeah, you can see the video of me modelling, Moo Moo. Is that what you call it?
Is that a Homer Simpson's Moo Moo?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a house dress.
Yeah, it's not very comfortable.
You know what? You rocked it when you tried it on. It really suited you. Do you know what? I am going to gift it to you. You should try it on for Lisa.
No. She's already seen the video and sent me a message saying, don't bring that home. or bring it home, but put it into the recycling. It'll be fine. Anyway, here's our survey says from this morning.
So, what are you asking us this morning?
Today, survey says, on average, 31% of men are all doing this right now. What is it they're doing right now? This can be said of different times of the day as well. Watching Magic Mike.
31% are doing this right now.
Right now.
Trying to finish the final level on their favourite computer game that they haven't been able to finish forever, and they're just like up against the big boss at the end and they can't finish
at this hour of the morning.
So before they get to work, I need to switch off for
what
a bit.
At this hour of the morning? There's no time constraint on video gaming, is it?
That's true.
What? I mean...
what? Do you think you have to do it at a certain time of day?
I just can't... excuse my naivety or ignorance here. I didn't think that it would be very common for men to get up and start playing their video games first thing before their breakfast or before going into work.
You may have missed... They might still be up, that's the thing. Because... You know, you lose an awful lot of your life as you're consuming the digital joys of a video game, and then suddenly, it's time to go to work.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
No, it has happened many a time.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's
I'm
not
lost
that,
in the eyes of Lara Croft.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is there, I wonder, is there on the toilet?
Oh, yeah. Some people get it done straight away in the morning. Fair enough. It's not the right answer. That could be a higher percentage.
Okay, 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to this question?
On average, 31% of men are all doing this right now. What is it?
Think about what you're doing now. And that could be the answer, right? Our survey says this morning, we're getting loads of guesses coming in on 087-1102-107.
According to a new study, 31% of men are all doing this right now. What is it they're doing?
What are you doing, lads? What are you up to? 087-1102-107.
Good morning, guys. Soup here in Galway.
Hey, Soup. What's happening, buddy?
By any chance, is it drinking a cup of coffee?
I'm doing that right now, and it must be a higher percentage.
So am I, so that's 100% in this room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not quite that. No, good guess though.
Good.
Is it using a shaver in the car on their way to work?
Ooh.
Who's doing that?
That is lastminute.com. That's You're like, oh, your bits of hair going everywhere around the car.
Well, how would it go everywhere around the car? Doesn't it go into the...
It doesn't catch it.
No, it doesn't catch it. You just shave it off your face and it
falls.
Catch it either.
But does it go into the... Stop mocking my Kerry accent. Did I say catch again? I did.
I don't know. That's all I hear.
Well, you say fetch and that's pot.
Huh?
You say fetch.
To what?
So do you say you said, shall I fetch this for you or will you fetch this for me? You said it last week.
Oh, I did.
And I called you out it.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm still waiting for you to fetch it for me.
Oh, my days.
Do you know what you can do? You can fetch right off. Hey, what are we talking about?
31% of men are doing this right now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. When you do shave, I'm just trying to think, where do you think the hairs go to?
Do they not go back into the little contraption?
It doesn't have a contraption.
What is it?
It's a shaver. It's not a suction on it.
You know, for your head, just a normal.
Oh no, I'm thinking about a different one. My dad has one.
The foil one. It's called a foil shaver. It's like a flat kind of smooth thing on it.
No, it's got circular things on it.
Oh yeah, no, that's it. Some goes in, but a lot of it just goes everywhere.
Oh right, okay. Yeah, apologies.
It's great. Yeah. Next week we're going to find out how to use a toenail clipper. All
right. Good morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky.
The answer to Scally's Alley would be, would it be exercising or going to the gym?
Exercise or going to the gym.
Oh, that's a good shout. People getting it done early. If you got the willpower to do that, fair play to you. It's not the answer, no.
It's not the answer.
No, oh, okay. No.
We need the answer, Donald.
The answer is, I think we can all relate to this slightly, 31% of men are not listening to somebody talking to them right now.
Well.
They're still waking up.
Would
oh,
you?
Here she goes.
Adam and Eve it, huh? I never would have thunk it. So let's not
go,
listening.
Let's go to Donald now to see, get the answer for our survey says.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Your
eye roll actually cut a load of radios off now. You can still hear us. There was a blackout. It was Una's eye roll. It created some sort of surge. Are you
on my team? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
What happened with Auntie Una this morning? By the way, this is the fourth time we've gone to record this. Una's just like, can we start that again? Yeah, so I'm like, you start.
Okay, we'll start it, right? So,
come on, what happened?
There is a man called John, and his surname was Dornan. And he told his new missus that he's first cousins with Jamie Dornan. And he's had to keep up the lie, so he wanted some advice on what to do.
So if you don't know what Una just said there, have a listen to this. I'm going to introduce you now to a friend of mine who comes in every Monday called Auntie Una. Good morning, Auntie Una.
Hello. Good morning.
What's going on today in people's lives?
Okay, so this is an interesting issue we have today.
Okay.
And I would love everybody's help. Okay, so here we go. Hey, Auntie Una. I'm after getting myself into a bit of a situation with the girl I'm seeing. I might have told a lie about something to do with my surname.
Okay.
So my name is John Dornan. And I might have told herself that I'm first cousins with the actor Jamie Dornan. I don't know why I said it. It just came out on our second time meeting up when my tongue was a little bit loose. She keeps asking loads of questions about family holidays and did we play together when we were younger and do we meet up at Christmas, and I've had to keep up with the lie. I actually like this girl a lot and I think I've blown it. If I come clean, she'll think I'm a weirdo. So how do I get away with this? John Dornan.
It's time to reach out to Jamie to go along with the goof.
Yeah. Just hit Jamie up on Twitter and ask him to do you a solid, man, and pretend to be your cousin. Now, that's not probably going to work.
No.
So, there's two other things that John can do now, right?
Mm-hmm.
John, you can say there's been a rift in the family over some farm with road frontage. Because, you know, there's an awful lot of families are always fighting about road frontage, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it's very serious. So you can't talk about it, but the families don't talk anymore. And Jamie Dornan pretends not to know any of your side of the family, John.
That is a great twist, John.
Oh, yeah. It's good, love, isn't it? That. Love
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Or my piece de resistance.
Oh, here goes Auntie Inu.
John, you could get AI, right, to generate a video from Jamie Dornan saying he'd love to meet up with you and your new missus, but that he's just too busy doing 50 Shades. 50 Shades.
Part 2.
50 Shades on fire. That's 50 Shades 4 or something, you know. So, That could work. That could really work.
Yeah, a quick Google though on IMDb. It's not another 50 Shades coming though.
Yeah, but how do you know? This could be, Jamie is going to be saying this, because so John and his missus would have the inside scoop.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
okay. See? I don't know. Joe, listen to me.
As always, solid. what's his name?
John Dornan.
John Dornan.
Yeah.
What should John Dornan do because he's lied to a girl who he likes? The initial lie was obviously maybe a nervous thing, and Dornan isn't, you know, the most common name.
No,
is it?
It's not.
I'm related to
first cousin.
First cousin Jamie Dornan. Oh my God.
No offense, John. It was a real stupid thing to do. Like, I'm not calling you out now or anything, but. It was silly. Silly Billy.
You're giving John the benefit of being clever.
But
he's not the, you know, we're not the most clever human beings in the world, doing it, man. Do you know? We say stupid things and do silly things, so.
Yeah, you do it all the time. Anyway, this isn't about you. This is about John, and we need to help John.
087-1102-107. What should John do? 087-1102-107. Auntie Una, what is the story with this lad?
So, a man named John Dornan is looking for our help today. So, John Dornan has just started going out with this girl, and he told this girl a little white lie. It's kind of a bit bigger than a white lie, I suppose. He said he was first cousins with Jamie Dornan, the actor from 50 Shades of Grey. And now this girl is mad to meet him, and she's asking loads of questions about family holidays and Christmas, and he's been keeping up with the lie, and he doesn't know what to do.
Okay, what should he do? 087-1102-107?
John, say you've signed an NDA promising never to speak about Jamie or that side of the family. Lol. Jen and Dundalk.
Right.
Good advice.
It is not bad at all.
Morning, Cooper and Annette. I was just listening to John's dilemma there, but I really think that he should just come clean to her, because I think the longer he leaves it, it is only going to get worse. Also, I think that I'd be sort of concerned for John's side of it, that she seems to be so interested in Jamie Dornan, you know, and then is she really liking John for John, or is she liking John now because he's related to...
That's a very valid point. Do you love John for Jamie?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Good morning, guys. Noreen listening over here in Comic Noise.
Hey.
Well, my advice would be for that aegis is just look, tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Tell her you told her a little white lie when you're trying to impress her. I remember my first date with my husband, and he told me he'd teach me how to jive, and nearly 14 years later, I'm still waiting for these jiving lessons. It never happened. He told me a white lie, and look, it wasn't the end of the world. I ended up marrying him.
Good on you. Tell the truth. What about this advice from me personally? Are you ready? Deny he even said it.
Oh, yeah. So, gaslighter.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, it's just kind of like, ask me about my cousin Jamie.
How's your cousin Jamie?
What are you talking about?
Exactly, that's called gaslighting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
087-1102-107. Good morning, it's Cooper and Auntie Una over there. Mm-hmm. John has a bit of a dilemma, doesn't he?
Yeah. Mr. Dornan, John Dornan, has told this girl he started seeing that he's actually first cousins with the actor Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades of Grey. And now this girl is mad to meet Jamie, and he's finding it difficult to keep up with the lie, and she's asking about, like, you know, summer holidays with the family and meeting up at Christmas time. So poor old John Dornan doesn't know what to do.
What are you going to do, John?
Yeah, listen, you may as well tell him to fess up and hope for the best. Say he was nervous and trying to impress her. You never know, she might see the funny side of it, but I doubt it. So yeah, good luck with that, but fess up.
Okay, she might see the... All right, let me try this. So let's role play here. I'm John, you're the lucky lady. So, you know, the whole Jamie being my cousin thing, I was really nervous, and I just blurted it out. So we go to the cinema.
Wow.
What?
There's something seriously wrong with you. You kept up that lie for ages.
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks.
All right.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mr. Dornan just needs to come clean and be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might do okay with her.
No.
Owns that he was nervous and all that stuff anyway. So, yeah. Good luck, Mr. Dornan.
Yeah, it could be just nerves. Do you reckon he'd get away if you just said I was nervous? I didn't know what else to say. And people always ask me my relation to him and stuff. And I just went, I don't know what to say. I'm going to explode.
Doubt it.
John just needs to say that he's a method actor.
So John needs to say he's a method actor.
Practicing for a role and he couldn't break character.
Very good.
Very good. We get one more on this.
Hi, guys. So John can either fess up and get it over with. Hopefully he's not too far into the relationship. Otherwise, he can just double down and say that he's just discovered that his dad is not actually his biological dad. And actually, he's not related to Jamie Dornan after all.
That's brilliant.
That's a brilliant Thank solution. You. All right, okay. If you've ever wanted to ask Auntie Una anything, you can send in a WhatsApp to 087-110-2107 or just doorstep Una when you see her parked crooked outside Supervalu.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Our favourite game after 9am is Truth
or Trash.
And another Japanese fact. It was a good one.
Yeah, you did all Japanese facts last week.
Except for Friday, which was a French one.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, yeah. So are we back onto the Japanese facts this week, or are you going to switch up countries?
I might switch it up.
Do.
Yeah. That's the joy of a forward sell. You never know what you might get. It's on the way.
My fact today was phenomenal.
It was all right.
It was pretty decent.
I can't even remember what it was. Can you?
I can do it. I'll give you a hint. Itchy face.
Oh, yeah, I'm
itchy
still
face,
itching.
Itchy right. face.
Yeah. If you want to have an itch, have a listen to this.
You give me the itch.
Oh, yeah.
No, not that. No.
Oh, God.
You looter.
Truth or trash? Yes, we will. First up with a fact. Let's go live to the other side of the desk. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning. My fact today, over 150,000 kilos of tomatoes are used in the world's largest tomato fight in Spain every year.
Oh, that's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to go to it.
Oh, you both heard about it? Cool.
Oh, it's very famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it? I've never heard of it. I was that's cool.
Everybody wears like white and literally like...
And then red and yellow everywhere.
And they're in the back of trucks and they like throwing tomatoes everywhere like this. I don't think it's... it's not like they're not fresh tomatoes or anything like that, so it's not like wasted food, and then it's all used then for like, you know, compost and stuff. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not wasteful. But yeah, there you go. It is true, and it takes place in the town of Bunyol. And it's locals and tourists all play it, but it's over-ripened tomatoes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's ones they don't sell.
There you go.
150,000 kilos.
That's it's a lot of tomatoes. I bought some overripened tomatoes that were fresh in the supermarket the other day. I feel like going back and throwing them at them. I was like, yeah. So, like a fact?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm ready. Excuse me, I'm okay. Just going to die on the radio here. In Japan.
Oh, yeah.
We're back to Japan.
Back to Japan again.
I thought Japan was last week.
I didn't do a Japan one on Friday.
I did a French one.
Yeah.
Right, okay, go on.
There's an occupation in Japan, which is a stay-at-home son or a stay-at-home daughter. It is called iiko. And which basically translates to home kid. And they just want to stay at home with their parents, not contribute, but they get an allowance from the government. So it's a stay-at-home kid.
So they're like looking after the parents?
No. That's it. It's just like they decided, that's it. I'm a stay-at-home kid.
And they get an allowance for it?
Yeah.
From the government.
Oh.
No, I'm going to say that's trash. Now, they do have like wild jobs in Japan. Like you can be a hugger. And
and be someone who just goes to somebody and gives them company.
Yeah, or you can just go and sit with someone and just talk to them for the day.
That's a very random one. I'm going to say true just because it's so weird, and I've
Lock
been surprised
Lock
by Japan.
But
I mean, what if every kid just decided, hey, listen, I don't want to go out and work, so I'm just going to stay at home, so government give me the allowance and I'll get free meals off my parents.
Yeah.
Part of it is because of what the future holds with AI and everything like that, and that there's not going to be jobs for people to do, that they've created this and that there's...
Wow, that's a real downer, isn't it? Thanks for killing the mood, dude. I'm going to say that's trash.
Say it's trash, lock it in.
Yeah,
it is trash, yeah. I made that damn thing up.
Yeah.
There you go, good one. Well, stay at home kids, love it.
My turn.
Oh, brilliant. Brace yourselves, put your seatbelts on.
So, Cooper.
Hello.
Your face... is...
Oh my God, straight away.
Is basically a favourite place for parasites to mate, right?
Cooper's face.
Well, your face too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Men's face.
Yeah, no, everyone's face, right? The mites get their groove on your face, and in particular your eyelashes, where they mate, eat, and die on your face. The mites are parasites, but are usually harmless. But an overgrowth...
Sorry, is anybody else now itching?
Yeah. An overgrowth can lead to irritation and conditions like Demodex blepharitis. Blepharitis.
There you go, well done.
Demodex blepharitis.
Easy for you to say.
Hey. So, in short, parasites are getting jiggy with each other on your eyelashes, is my fact. Getting jiggy with it.
If it's very, very small ones, I can imagine them gathering on your eyelashes. But Una could have just made it.
You and your little fantasies, Donald.
Yeah. I'm going to say trash because it's Una saying it. Yeah.
Okay.
I know we do have like little creatures getting to you. I'm saying
stuff, dust mites, yeah.
I'm saying true. I'm locking it in. This is true that we do have, we're covered in bugs, Una.
Yeah,
it's part of our own.
It's true.
Yeah. We have our own little ecosystem going on in our whole body. It's how we are alive.
But you want to watch it though, because if you get the Demodex blepharitis, no one wants to get the Demodex blepharitis.
You don't want to get Demodex blepharitis.
Because it's the inflammation of the eyelids caused by an overpopulation of these mites. Will I show you a picture of the mites now and you can describe it?
Yeah. Please, yeah. It looks
like a little caterpillar.
Do you know, it's like those space bears. What are they called?
I don't know. They're white and they've 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 legs. And,
they're dragon from the Neverending Story.
Blepharitis. Demodex. Just beware of the blepharitis, okay? That's all I'm saying.
It's pretty cool looking in
I don't think so. I do not want any of those on the eyelids.
I'm actually scratching my face now.
Yeah.
They're already on us.
Yeah.
I know.
Doing their thing.
Oh my God. Why are they doing their thing on my face? Wow. They're having a great time up there.
Having a great time, yeah.
Okay, cool. That is...
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Still itching. So don't do any more things.
They're having sex on your face. Oh. Parasites. Oh my God.
Speaking of itches, what do you say to me every time you walk by a baby?
Oh, my ovaries twitch. That's not an itch. That's a twitch. There's a difference between an itch and a twitch. I see a baby and like the ovaries start twitching. I'm like, oh, God.
And we see them all the time because the HSC is on the ground floor here.
I know, yeah, I know.
And the babies are coming in for their little checkups.
And I'm like, can I hold them? And the parents are like, no.
There's a picture of Una on the door saying, please do not talk to this woman. She's got the gaggle for a new baby.
I do, but listen, my ovaries do be twitching, but like, I remember what it was like. Like the first days of the not sleeping.
Let's go to a clip. No, we don't have it. All right, okay. We continue to talk about things that you ordered online and they didn't come as advertised.
Una ordered something online.
August 9th, I ordered it.
August 9th.
August 9th.
Everyone take note. August 9th.
August 9th, I ordered it.
Okay.
A dress, okay. Mm-hmm. €57 it cost me. I don't care what you say, Cooper. That's a fair amount of money for a dress.
I don't know.
Because there wasn't that much material on the dress. It was kind of like a summer dress. It was bohemian vibes.
Yeah, you showed us a picture.
I showed you a picture of this. Yeah, look beautiful.
Yeah.
Look gorgeous, right? So by, I didn't receive this 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks later, I'm still without this lovely bohemian dress. So I emailed the company going, what the hell? Where is it? Just reimburse me. Mm. And they're like, oh no, it's on its way. So I'm like, score. Yes, going to have my dress soon.
Nailed woop, woop. It. Yeah.
And then the dress came.
It did.
Yeah. And it was nothing like what I ordered. They sent me a piece of tat, an oversized nightdress with a design in the middle. Like, it's shocking. Shocking. So I emailed them. I said, what has been delivered is not what I ordered. I want a refund, please. And I will be going on Trustpilot to share my terrible experience with this farce of a company. Now, before I sent this, I actually went on Trustpilot and the reviews were scathing. So they just take money off people. And they send them bits of tat like what I got.
Yeah, like, so it's nothing like what you showed
it's
me.
It's nothing.
On the store.
So it's like they're making so much money out of conning people. Just got me really riled up and real angry, you know. Their sense of entitlement, the cheek of them. Yeah. And the cost of living crisis going on. Anyway, so I send them again. You sent me a cheap, tatty dress that was nothing like what I ordered on August 9th. I want my money back. It's a disgrace that you think you can get away with ripping people off like this. they came back and said, all right, basically send the dress back and we'll give you a refund. And I'm like, okay, I'll send it back, but I want refund for the postage. So they ignored me. So then I sent them another email. I said, I want a full refund immediately. You sent me a cheap oversized dress that looks nothing in caps like what I ordered. I made the order on August 9th and I only received it yesterday, which is like October 9th. What you sent was absolute tat. I will only send it back if you reimburse me for postage. Your site is a scam. I've read all the terrible reviews on Trustpilot and I'm definitely going to be adding to them. I want my money back now. I will be
Una wrote an email saying, hello, how are you? I'm here to point out all the obvious things about your absolute scam.
I'll be taking legal action. But the thing is, they know I won't take legal action because I don't have the foggiest of, like, what am I going to do? Call the cops. Hello, Garrett.
Hang on a second.
You know what I mean?
The address for the return, is that that address that you showed me in Dublin?
Yeah.
And how much was the return post?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
I'm gonna bring it up.
You're going to what?
I'll bring it up.
You'll bring it up for me? Okay, like, Grant. I'll email them now and see. I'm just like...
It does remind me of some of the stupid things that we've ordered online that are thinking, oh, that looks great. I know somebody, genuinely, this is hilarious. They literally ordered a deck chair for the summer because we had a nice summer this year, yeah? Ordered a deck chair from one of those sites and what arrived was a mobile phone holder in the shape of a deck chair and they thought they were getting a full-size deck chair.
Stop the lights.
Yeah.
And did they get their money back?
No, they thought it was cute. Like, they only paid like 50 cents for it anyway. Like, but like 50 cents for 50, a deck chair.
Yeah, there's a big difference now between 50 cents and 57 euro.
Yeah, very true. All right, listen, I cannot wait to follow what happens with that. But I want to know about those, just those mad, crazy things that you've ordered online. Just the different things that they just didn't arrive. What arrived wasn't what you really ordered.
And if you want to see the tat... at This Is iRadio, there's a story up. Do you see now what I got and what I ordered versus what I actually got?
And then you see, because I wore it.
You wore it, like, yeah. It was lovely on you.
I love the way you keep saying it's oversized. It was bloody tight. Right. 087-1102-107. What are your online purchase experiences like? What's the mad stuff that's turned? Una got scammed online. Well, she bought what she thought was a beautiful bohemian dress online.
And for 57 euro, not including postage and packaging.
Showed me the picture, completely AI generated. But you look at it.
I didn't realize it was AI generated. I
always check these things.
Yeah, but I wouldn't realize. I don't have my AI glasses on.
Put it into a search engine to like a
and
chat
ask
GPT and say, is this real or not? Is this fake?
Yeah. Anyway.
So this little this number turned up, which is a muumuu. We can only describe big T-shirt.
It's a big T-shirt. Yeah, but I ordered this dress on August 9th and I didn't receive anything. So by the start of October, I emailed them. And
so something else turned up. So we're looking for the things that you've ordered online that has turned up, which is completely different.
Yeah.
I remember, actually, this strikes resemblance. I ordered what I thought was a rear projection transparent screen. So instead of like, so like you can see... She's like, a what?
A what?
So it's basically like if you have a home theatre, like a movie screen.
Oh, you have a home theatre?
I don't.
Right.
I was doing this to anyway. It doesn't matter. It's like Perspex. All right. You can see through it, but if you put a projector onto it, you can see what's being projected onto it, which is kind of cool. So you can do kind of like cool, kind of fun Halloween kind of holograms.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
So I ordered this. What I thought was
hologram maker.
It was a meter in width. Okay. But it actually arrived. It was like literally the size of a business card. This thing. It was tiny.
How much did you pay for it?
It was about 50 quid.
See, you've been scammed. We've all been scammed.
All right. 087-1102-107. The mad things that you've ordered online and something else has completely turned up. I did order a coffee machine once that turned up used. And it was a brand new machine. Like, arrived in brand new packaging, the whole lot.
Yeah.
I opened it up and I was just like, oh, did they put coffee in this, like, as an added bonus extra? No. It had been used to make coffee. It was coffee stains all over. It was filthy.
The cheek of them to send it back, that's gank. Like, I got something, a dress before, and it smelled of BO.
Ah!
It was pungent, like. Yeah. You send that back.
Yep.
I ordered what I thought was going to be an accessories and swing for our son.
Oh, a sensory swing for their son, okay.
And it was a big sock, but whenever I received it, it was the size of a handkerchief with four hooks in the four corners.
Oh my God.
People are so lousy.
They are really, really bad. And like, for, you know, once...
you get that. You're not going to order it again, though, are you? You're not going to, like, fall for it twice.
No. Nope.
And then about a year later, well, it was only €20. And then it was where about a year later, I thought, I've seen one at €50. And I thought, right, you know, something, I'll buy that. It's better, it looks like it's better quality, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And what happened with it was, it came back, it was delivered, and it was only about 30 centimetres squares with four hooks in the four corners. Two different companies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Once bitten, twice shy.
Should we just
not really
stop ordering things online? Just go back.
Well, I mean, that's not conducive to, like, living your life. Do you know what I mean? We're not going to be able... We just have to find a way of making sure that they're not scamming us.
Yeah. What would be the answer to it?
Would I don't know.
Send people around with baseball bats.
You sold me what I thought was going to be a lovely booby cleavagey dress.
Hey, wasn't it's that now booby?
It's now a moo-boo, which has given Cooper a cleavage.
So either way, you got what you asked for anyway.
An oversized t-shirt.
Hey, it wasn't oversized when I put it on. Una, who ordered this beautiful dress online, showed me a picture of it, which is clearly AI. And then this moo-moo oversized t-shirt arrived. And that's not what you ordered.
No, it's not.
We were looking for your experiences on 087-1102-107.
I ordered a car seat for my daughter not that long ago.
Car seat for the daughter, okay.
From a well-known toy company.
Okay.
And it arrived from the carrier smelling like pee.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
I couldn't figure out what the smell was. For ages, I was like, what is that? I thought it was going crazy. But no, it was the box and everything inside it. And I got onto them. Now, to be fair, they collected it and refunded me. And I went to order another one. I was out of stock.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
So what happens in that situation? Like, how does something, the box, the packaging, the whole thing, like, is it the delivery driver? Did he have just
oh my God, stop blaming the delivery driver.
Did he have a late night and just woke up on a box? And
well,
like,
maybe
oh
someone had a cold or something. They couldn't smell anything when they were posting it back.
Yeah.
I don't know. How come I got a battered sausage one day and the bite taken out of it?
Because you don't remember taking the bite out of it the night before.
No. You feel sorry for the people who get frauded over, but by Jesus, the ones in America Place that message you, you've got a €3 bag of Lego up for sale and you're in Dingle and they're willing to send a courier from Belfast down to Dingle to pick up this bag of Lego. Like, who? What kind of saps are they?
it could be rare Lego, you know what I mean? All right, let's get one more in this, and it's advice for you.
You know, that's an absolutely brutal experience. So sorry you had to go through that.
Oh,
that's nice.
So much.
If you get hold of your credit card company or your bank, you'll be able to file a chargeback and get all your money back. Or if you use someone like PayPal, just open a dispute, give them all the detail, delete a few things, give them what you have, and you'll be able to get your money back, and don't even worry about sending back that tat.
That's really sound advice.
Thank you so much for that. I feel seen. You know, someone understands. What a terrible experience.
Feel seen? Wait till you wear that bloody awful dress.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There you go. That's the podcast, Breakfast Rolled. I hope you enjoyed it.
I go out now and eat my breakfast because I'm not allowed to eat it in here.
Good. Just think of all the little mites having sex in your face.
Sex on your face. Your face is a breeding ground for parasites.
Oh, no.
They all gather for group activities on your face. A parasite orgy on your face.
They arrive by the ear saying, where do I leave my keys?
Yeah.
All right, so happy itching, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on the show, 6 till 10 a.m. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I've had my fun. Sorry. All right.
Are you done?
Done, yeah.
All right, that's it.